CY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 88. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 65. Sunshine on Wednesday with our high of 87 and partly cloudy and 65 throughout Wednesday night. Sunny and 85 on Thursday, then cloudy with a low of 63 Thursday night. Sunny and 84 throughout the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently at 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Job growth across the nation is continuously rising after the COVID-19 pandemic, with one in the auto industry, including General Motors, saying that they're impacting the economy across the entire nation, including here in the state of Kansas.
Oxford Economics, very well respected company, they conducted a study on General Motors' impact across the U.S. and our states by looking at the number of jobs we have, the payment of wages to our employees, our supplier spending, and tax revenues. They took all those things and they released their findings about GM's impact. And basically what they found was, no surprise, we have a major impact, the economy in the country and, you know, in individual states like Kansas where we have operations.
That's Cheryl McCarron, the marketing and communications director for General Motors on KQAM radio in Wichita, where she says every one job created by GM leads to near seven jobs that's created on the back end. Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
First Council Casino presents Cool in the Gang. Live. Cool in the Gang. Saturday, August 5th at First Council Casino. Ride the rhythm of Cool in the Gang. Tickets on sale now at 7plans.com. Another breath of fresh air from InterVisions.
47-year-old Richard Smith III of Shawnee, Kansas, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison in order to pay just over $20,000 in restitution to victims during a sentencing that happened in federal court on Thursday last week. As KIGG News reports, the guilty plea happened back on July 27th of 2022 to one count of receiving misbranded drugs, including unapproved Botox, and had delivered them to pay with the intent to defraud or mislead, along with one count of receiving unadulterated services and delivering them to pay with the intent to defraud or mislead. Smith had owned and operated the Tap and Blade out of Kansas City that was a medical spa offering medical services such as injections of prescription drugs, including Botox, as well as cosmetic services. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they began their investigation on Tap and Blade after information had surfaced regarding injuries of multiple patients at the spa. During the investigation, they found that rather than attending any training courses on how to properly administer some of the products, Smith had practiced injections on honeydew fruit, fake heads, and fake skins.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A vote this week takes place with the Central Nebraska Public Power Company, along with the Irrigation District, to potentially merge with the Dawson Public Power Company. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports it, during a public hearing, individuals showed up around the community last week in opposition to the deal, saying there was significant concern for the future if the deal was approved.
I'm just afraid that this merger, if it's not handled correctly, will create an environment which one entity will not trust the other, and that will take a generation to get straightened back up, and we want this same outcome to be positive for everyone.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4 They say that the two companies have over $100 million in reserves, and Dawson is coming into the deal with millions of dollars in debt, with many concerned that if the merger happens, that utility rates may be going higher to pay off the debts from the merger. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next painting project with 11% off everything. Keep your home looking clean and beautiful with DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer from Dutch Boy. With a washable and stain-resistant finish, transforming your home has never been easier. Get a gallon of flat for $19.48 after rebate. Good through July 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners further discussed financing for a jail project and will reach out to local communities asking they consider an interlocal agreement, which would be needed by mid-August if a jail funding option were to be placed on the November ballot. A contingent purchase of a notice property east across the street from the current jail was approved at a previous meeting. An interlocal agreement would allow proceeds of a sales tax to be retained by the county for the project. A potential half-cent sales tax has been mentioned as an alternative to a lease purchase arrangement, which was denied by voters after a petition ballot last fall for a new jail in East Marysville. The bridge project was approved for $248,000 for a new structure on Deer Trail Road this year. Planning toward a potential countywide ambulance service in Washington County could push implementation of the project out to 2025. During budget discussions, the auditor advised funding could not be included until such time as a levy is established. Commissioners should also advise existing operations of intentions so they could budget accordingly. The director would then be contracted with several months likely before starting service. $180,000 is budgeted for ambulance operations in 2024, with $173,000 in 2023 divided among Washington, Lynn, and Clifton. Hanover now operates under the Washington license. A levy would require advance publication and allow a protest period. Commissioners have mentioned a combination sales and property tax levy, although no action has been taken as yet. Nemaha County Commissioners will hold a public hearing Wednesday evening in Seneca, another Thursday afternoon in Sabetha regarding a comprehensive plan for the county. A review of the draft is available online at the Nemaha County website and from the county clerk's office. Public comment will be heard again Wednesday evening, 6 until 8, at the community building in Seneca. Written comments may be submitted at the courthouse prior to the meeting as well. Gage County Sheriff's Office advises of a scam with several citizens reporting they've received phone calls from a suspect claiming to be a Gage County deputy, advising they have an arrest warrant. They are reported using an active duty deputy's name and may also have personal information on the victim. Do not make payments to the suspect and report to proper authorities the incident as quickly as possible. Marshall County Fair wraps up Tuesday in Blue Rapids with a 4-H fashion review and cake auction to begin at 4. Fair supper serving 5 until 7:30 is open to the public and catered by Ricky's Cafe. The livestock auction this year begins Tuesday evening at 6:30. Emergency Haying and Grazing of Conservation Reserve Program Acres is now available for certain CRP practices in Marshall County for the 2023 grazing season. Emergency Haying and Grazing may be authorized to provide relief to livestock producers affected by severe drought. The opportunity must be physically located within the boundary of an eligible county or portion of a county. For additional information, contact the Farm Service Agency office. Work continues on a milling and overlay project in southeast Marshall and southwest Nemaha counties through October. Work is underway from the K87 junction of Elites on Highway K9 and will continue working east into Nemaha County to Corning and then south. Traffic reduced to one lane during construction with a pilot car and flaggers. Brief delays can be expected. Ashley Home Store and Beatrice contributed $10,375 to One Property at a Time, a Blue Springs initiative, which is purchasing rundown and abandoned properties in the community and contributing the lots toward new home construction by residents. The contribution represented total store sales last Thursday. A $50,000 contribution from Hamas Trucking or Seneca was made to the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital toward a capital campaign for the hospital remodel and expansion project, which will serve as a sponsor of the new cardiac rehabilitation suite. A semi reportedly collided with a power pole north of Marysville Monday morning, snapping the pole, resulting in a power outage in the Oquito area for several hours on the three-phase line for Nemaha Marshall REA. A tire blowout was the apparent cause. The driver was transported to the hospital with possible injuries. Frank L. Feldhausen, age 84, of Bremen, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Frank Feldhausen. Laura L. Bender, age 104, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Laura Bender. Verda E. Drinkern, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Hermansburg Cemetery, rural Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verda Drinkern. John H. Jack Cooney, age 69, of Lincoln, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Lincoln. Private family burial at a later date. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jack Cooney. David A. Bridges, age 82, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, with burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5. At the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for David Bridges. Gerald R. Cherry Harry, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service will be held July 29th at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a graveside military service at Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gerald Cherry Harry. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, pears, and jello. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs with egg noodles, green beans, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time is 7:17.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying warmer throughout the region today, some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny as we head into Thursday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20, and mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Cooler throughout the region as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some showers are possible early Saturday morning, then sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. And more sunshine throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 114. The average low, 70, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:15. Pleasant this morning. It's 65, overcast skies. Showers moving across the St. Joe area, pushing east-southeast earlier, and to the west of Omaha to our north. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of July. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Chris Taylor's slam puts an end to the O's streak. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Going for their ninth win in a row, the Orioles were cruising in their game with the Dodgers in Baltimore until the top of the sixth. Bases loaded, L.A. down 4-2. Enter Chris Taylor, who fouled off four straight pitches, but then
0-2. Swung on, it is to the left center field gap in deep. That ball's not going to be caught. It is gone! A grand slam for Chris Taylor gives the Dodgers the lead.
The call on KLAC. Dodgers hang on for the 6-4 win. In Arlington, Ezekiel Duran's sixth inning, two-run shot, tied the visiting Rays at two. Fast forward to the bottom of the ninth.
The set by Fairbanks and the 1-1. That's way outside. He gets by. Here comes Smith. He scores standing up. The Rangers walk off the Rays.
The call on 105.3, the fan. Rangers escape with the 3-2 walk-off win. The AL Central leading Twins were in Seattle and leading 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth when Twins starter Sonny Gray issued a bases-loaded walk to Julio Rodriguez to tie the game. Next batter.
He swings, hits a little soft serve, shallow left field, and drops in base hit. Ford is in to score. Caballero sprints across home plate.
The call on KIRO, Jared Kelnick put the Mariners on top for good. The M's fend off a ninth-inning rally by the Twins in a 7-6 win. In Oakland, Connor Wong of the Red Sox singled in a run in the second for a 2-0 lead. He came up again in the sixth with the sacks packed.
As Wong crushes one into left field. That's the base hit. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Yoshida scores. Casas comes home.
The call on WEEI. Bo Sox blank the A's 7-0. St. Louis hands Miami their fourth straight loss, 6-4. Giants and Reds were suspended by rain with the score tied at 2 in the eighth. Angels walked off the Yankees 4-3 and 10. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wankland Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wankland Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, July the 18th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, we've been waiting with bated breath to see if all of our predictions were going to come true about the cattle market. And when I say our predictions, I think the entire cattle industry knew that there was going to be a shortage of supply come the middle of this year or possibly the end of the year as well. In any event, now that that has happened, most people were right about that guess. In fact, we've got the figures to back that up. The interesting thing is, now we're worried about turning everything around. Stop slaughtering cows. Bring them home, breed them, and have more on the ground. That increases those numbers, and that decreases the price. When will that happen? Well, we've got a guy by the name of Peel at Oklahoma State who's really watches these markets very close. I think he's one of the best guys in the country when it comes to estimating what kind of prices we can expect. The year so far is kind of interesting. First of all, he says beef production in the first 24 weeks of the year is down 4.9%, right? 5%, let's just say 5% from the 2022 record. In the last 4 weeks, it's been down 5.3%. That's quite a bit, folks. We're talking about a lot of cattle. However, as he looks at the figures, Heifer slaughter is down 4.9% year over year in the last 4 weeks and combines with a 5.9% decrease in steer slaughter to reduce total yearling slaughter 5.5%. Thanks for being with us.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum knows it's been great weather out, and that means it's time for fairs. You don't want to sit at home missing out on the excitement when you can be enjoying a county fair. Be safe and have fun from Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Helena Agra Enterprises invites everyone out to all of the area county fairs. Take a moment to look at and support all the exhibits and displays that the area 4-H'ers have up for viewing and judging. From Helena Agra Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge greatly values their patron support. Thank you.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. During the heat of the fair season, there are things people need to consider when trying to keep their livestock safe. K-State professor in veterinary medicine Bob Larson discusses factors showmen should consider to keep their livestock safe and cool this fair season. Larson talks about the importance of acclimating your fair animals to the fair and keeping a close eye out for out-of-character behavior.
One is make sure that they become acclimated to a lot of the things you're going to be doing at the fair. And so tied in a stall with a fan on them with, again, the water that they're likely to be drinking. So a lot of times, if cattle refuse water at the fair, that's one of the things we are concerned about. We may want to bring some water from home so that they're drinking the water that they're used to. So being prepared for the heat stress that could definitely occur during the county fair.
Shade and airflow are important to focus on when working to reduce the heat around livestock.
Most fairgrounds that I've been on have shade for the animals, and a lot of times it's really nice. It's a fairly open-sided building so that you can get some good airflow, because shade and airflow are the other two things besides water consumption that really help the cattle to be healthy and comfortable. And so fans are probably one of our main tools to make sure that there is good airflow across those animals so that helps to dissipate the heat. Sometimes we'll also use some water sprinklers. The thing about a water sprinkler is you want the drops to be big enough that they get clear down to the skin and not just hung up on the hair. So misting isn't actually helpful, because a lot of times that kind of increases the humidity right around the animal. So if we're going to use any kind of water droplets, they need to be large enough to actually wet the skin. And that works best for cattle and some of our sheep and goats and pigs and things like that.
He talks about ways to accommodate shade for livestock when it is necessary because of the heat.
Double check to make sure that your animals are in the shade. The sunlight or the housing or something is such that they're not in the shade. They need to move some shade over the animals. And I'd rather move the shade than the animals, if at all possible. I'd like to just leave the animals alone, but provide them with some shade. And again, get that air moving. So you might have to move some fans around or get some air moving. And then if necessary, do that lukewarm water bath. The other thing that occasionally we do, and probably a veterinarian would need to do this, is actually tube the animal, a stomach tube, and provide cool water that way, kind of cooling them from the inside. So worst case scenario, you can kind of do all of those things. if I can catch them problems a little bit earlier, just getting them in the shade, getting some air movement over them, and possibly cooling them down with some water droplets usually will provide the relief we need.
That was K-State Professor of Veterinary Medicine Bob Larson with contributing factors that showmen should keep top of mind when hauling and pinning livestock for fairs. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
729 from KEDY. It's 65, pleasant this morning with overcast skies. Highs forecast low to mid 80s today. Likely won't break 90 if we see the rest of this week's forecast.
Club soda, seltzer, and sparkling water. They're all fizzy water, but they're not always interchangeable. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 18th, the 199th day of the year. Astronaut John Glenn, the first American in orbit, was born on this day in 1921. A walk down the bottled water aisle in the supermarket can leave your head spinning from all the options. It's no wonder we hear the question frequently, what's the difference between club soda, seltzer, and sparkling water? To begin with, they're all carbonated water. Club soda and sparkling water often includes mineral-like ingredients like sodium bicarbonate or potassium sulfate. Sparkling water is often flavored, though, while club soda isn't. Seltzer, on the other hand, while sometimes flavored, has no mineral additions, only carbon dioxide for fizz. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the Big 12 Media Days that kicked off last week, getting set for the fall football season, college football is drawing near with the Kansas State Wildcats saying they're going into the new season playing as if they're the underdogs.
Yeah, the target's on our back. There's expectations, but that's why you came to Kansas State, to have high expectations, to be the team that people want to beat. And that's how we did it in the past, and it really worked because it just kept elevating. That's what we want to continue to do. And I heard Jerome talk about it too. It's just continue to elevate.
As Wildcat head coach Chris Kleiman on Cake News, where the Wildcats are coming off their 10-game winning season, a Big 12 championship, and the appearance at the Sugar Bowl last year. Their regular season kicks off with game number one starting on September 7th against Southern Missouri State, followed by Troy, Missouri, UCF, Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech. The Kansas Jayhawks are also gearing up for their season, starting off against Missouri State with their first game set for September 1st. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team advances to the state tournament in El Dorado beginning Wednesday. The juniors secured a bid with an 11-1 semifinal decision over Seneca in five innings Friday, and then a 9-6 win over the Kansas Senators of Topeka in the final Saturday to claim the zone championship. Marysville Junior Legion will take a 28-2 record as top seed in the state's A division, facing Seneca in first-round play Wednesday at 10:30. El Dorado, Garnett, Pittsburgh, Ottawa, Kansas Senators, and Grape Men round out the field. Kansas Golf Coaches Association names Washington County's Connor Gepner and Carson Kern second-team All-State, with Grayson Vatipka honorable mention.
KNDY.
I don't want to be the kind to hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just want to dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine, So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, then I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. You looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they intended. With you.